So welcome to the Student Showcase. I am your interview show host, Dina Gilmore, and president of our broadcast podcast club. And I really wanted to create a show where we sit down with a Red Rocks Community College student and to showcase their talents and share their passions with us. So today, I have the lovely company of Nick Ingram and our communications director, James Lawson. Thank you, James, for doing all the technical stuff that I don't know how to do. And we can showcase Nick today. So thanks for doing that. Welcome, Nick.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great to be here with you. So thanks for sharing your time with me.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
So obviously we know this is Nick Ingram. I shared his name. But share what your passion is. Like, what really lights you up?
I really like to do anything that has to do with the performing arts, singing, dancing, acting. I've been involved here a lot with the theater. I've done 4 shows. I've done a show called Mrs. Claus. I've done Ordinary Days here. I've done Addams Family, and I've done Pride and Prejudice. And I just love to be able to act for other people and be able to let other people smile and enjoy what I'm being able to perform for them.
Oh, awesome. I'll have to come check out one of your productions. I'm a huge theater buff. I love it. I wouldn't say an expert, just enthusiast. I really love theater. So, And plus I know Kelly Jo, which is over the theater department. So she's fabulous.
Yeah, I love Kelly Jo.
Yeah, she's pretty wonderful. So what brought you back, or what brought you to Red Rocks Community College?
I did a lot of research when I was looking at colleges as a junior and senior in high school. And every time I looked at Red Rocks, I saw how open they were, how a different environment that they were compared to where I was at my time. I love how we're really about the community, being able to work with different kinds of people and just get to grow more here at Red Rocks Community College than where I was before.
Where were you before?
I was at a high school called Faith Christian High School, and I just really, again, love how open it is here and how I can be myself and not have to worry and hide anything about who I am.
That's one of my favorite features. You're talking about the diversity this campus gives us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. That's one of my favorite things about my choice in coming to Red Rocks. So I'm glad that we share that. So how did you get started in your art? When did your fuel start that flame, that fire?
When I was in church as a little kid, we always had little plays that I would do. And it grew up to be when I was in high school, we had 4 shows. I was part of Annie Get Your Gun, Les Miserables, and My Fair Lady. And I think my senior year, I had the main dancing role. And it really stoked my fire of being able, you know, I can do this. I'm a good dancer. I'm a good singer. And coming here at Red Rocks, having the opportunity to be in such a great theater department and also having a lead role in Ordinary Days, it really gave me a confidence that I needed that helped me see that I like performing. I like being able to make other people happy. If you ever see me in any show that I do, I'm mostly going to be the comic relief. I love to make people laugh. And it's just something that I grew up with. And the more I get to do it, the more I'm like, you know, this is for me. I love being able to sing and act.
What's your dream role? If you could play any role, what's your dream role?
Phantom of the Opera. Love to be the Phantom. Love to try that role. If Ordinary Days ever came around, not just here, but at a community theater, I would audition for that in a heartbeat. I'd be the same character who was Warren.
I love that. I love the costumes, not only in Phantom, but the music soundtrack from Phantom is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So to pull that off, bravo to you. I sing in the shower in the car, so I'm definitely not a theater, what you would say, entertainment, even though I do like to make people laugh. So we share that too. So do you have a YouTube channel or anywhere where someone can find your work?
I have a YouTube channel, but I have not posted anything on it. And that's something I want to get better on, is posting more videos of me either singing. I actually just joined a dance studio and we'll have showcases, and hopefully I can get a recording of it and be able to post it so people can see different type of dances and be entertained by it. I plan to post my first YouTube video hopefully either by tonight or tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you'll have to share that with us so we can start building you a following.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, what about Facebook? Are you on Facebook, Instagram?
No, I don't have any other social media.
Okay. You might start thinking about that.
I might, yeah.
You could build your online portfolio there.
Mm-hmm.
Your visual showcase, I should say. So, and a little birdie told me that you tried out for American Idol. Can you share that experience with us?
I did, yes. I did not get to do the live auditions, but really, it was interesting. I was just kind of going through just like internet searches, kind of looking for acting opportunities, and I kind of came across American Idol, and I was like, I missed the live auditions, but I saw that they had an online audition. And so I decided to be like, why not? So I recorded myself singing Beautiful City from the revival version of Godspell, and I submitted that to them. And it really, even though it was only online, it was kind of still cool to be like, you know, I auditioned, and even though I didn't make it, I still had that confidence of being able to send out the video. And I do plan maybe to audition again. We'll see what happens next year.
Good, I hope so.
Yeah.
What about like The Voice? I know for me, that's my favorite show just because they do a great job of building the artist up. Meaning, you know, in a world that's so set on tearing people down, they're really good about building them up and coaching them and just in a way that I haven't really seen many other shows do, especially when it comes to like a reality type show.
Mm-hmm.
So any plans to try out for The Voice?
Yeah.
Good.
I thought also about like X Factor, but I definitely agree that The Voice, I've only seen a few episodes, but I've gotten to see how the judges and the contestants really do connect, and that they do want to work together in order to make the contestant better, and that they can improve every time and grow in their singing. And that's how I really see, like, if I were ever to make it on The Voice or even American Idol, I want to take it day by day as a growing experience to be like, what can I do better, and how can I reach out to other people even more with singing or acting.
Beautiful. And that's a true artist.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I wanted you to be our first showcase talent. Mm-hmm. So thank you for being here. I want to know if you wanted to sing for us or perform for us.
I'd be happy to sing for you.
Yay, I love it. So Nick's going to get set up and kind of prep a little bit and play a little bit of background accompanying music. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Perfect.
So I had a class here called Practicum Singing Class, and this was the first song that Kelly Jo actually assigned me, and I fell in love with it. I think it really works well for me, and so I wanted to be able to share it out a little bit.
Thanks for sharing. I can't wait.
And rubble, out of the smoke, out of our night of struggle, can we see a ray of hope? One pale thin ray reaching for the day. And build a beautiful city. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We can build a beautiful city. Not a city of angels, but we can build a city of men. We may not reach the ending, but we can start slowly but truly mending, brick by brick, heart by heart. Now, maybe now, we start learning how city. we can. Yes, we can. We can build a beautiful city, not a city of angels, but we can build a city of men. When your trust is all but shattered, when your faith is all but killed, you can give up, bittered or battered, or you can slowly start to build a beautiful city. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We can build a beautiful city, not a city of angels, but finally a city of men. A city of men.
Wow. Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
Thank you.
You have a fan for life.
Thank you.
I'm so fangirling on you right now.
Thank you.
That was fantastic. I loved it. Okay, always keep me posted when you're performing because I will definitely come and support you.
All right, thank you. I will.
Yeah. That was fantastic. I'm so glad that I picked you for our first showcase talent. So.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it was lovely. Well, and kind of wrap up, I always like to ask this question is, what legacy would you like to leave behind for people who like to follow you?
I think something that's really important to me, especially when it comes to the entertainment industry, a lot of people think it's easy, and it really is a lot of hard work. And especially for me, when I first started singing, I definitely struggled along the way, but I had a lot of people who helped build me up. I had my best friends who kept supporting me and saying, you know, you can do this. And I think something I want to be able to tell other people is that no matter what your goal is, whatever your dream is, it's going to be hard. And it's meant to be hard because you're finally, when you reach that, you're going to get that feeling inside you that, you know, I finally did it. I finally made it. And, you know, there's going to be hard times. But surround yourself with people who can help build you up and will support you no matter what. And it really is a great community, no matter just in entertainment or in theater in general or, you know, a technology theater. Your dream is go for your dream and have people surround you who will support you and that you can support them and you'll build each other up together.
I love that. Thanks for sharing that. That's a beautiful legacy to leave, so... Awesome. Well, thanks, Nick, for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hopefully, we'll have us back sometime. We'll have you back sometime. See, I flub up on air too. So, thanks for tuning in to the Student Showcase this November 1st show, first show of November, where we're hopefully we'll have a new talent every week. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Have a great day.
Previously on Old Timey, we learned that John Johnny Boy Watson and his little sister, Martha Ann Watson, have decided to leave the small town of Johnsonville, Oklahoma, for the wild frontier. Traveling by stagecoach, Johnny and Martha have been through blistering heat, a rogue bison attack, and losing 1.5 wagon wheels. As the stagecoach continues west, what else can possibly go wrong?
Johnny is sitting on the stagecoach bench with his hat down over his eyes, trying to sleep. Martha sits across from him, knitting and looking out the window. She sighs heavily and nudges John's boot with her shoe.
Johnny, wake up, would ya? You can't sleep all day.
Hey, what gives? Sleep, Martha. There's nothing else to do on this godforsaken ride. Sorry, Martha. I know you ain't used to that kind of language.
Johnny motions to Martha's knitting.
What are you working on there?
Oh, this? I'm working on a sweater. I hear it can get mighty cold up in Oregon.
Shocked, Johnny sits up straight and eyes his sister.
Oregon? What do you mean, Oregon? I thought we were going to California.
Johnny rummages in his pockets to look for their stagecoach tickets. He pulls them out, unfolds them, and gasps. Appalled, he looks between the tickets and his sister.
Martha, what in tarnations?
I told you I didn't want to go to California, Johnny Watson. Pa taught me to read for a reason.
What?
That's what you get for letting me buy the tickets, Johnny. You just had to have one more shot of whiskey.
Fucking whiskey drinking, ticket buying, learning how to not fucking read.
It's no good, Johnny. It's too late now. We're halfway there and you didn't even notice.
Johnny glares at his sister, crossing his arms over his chest.
I can't believe you would do this to your own kin, you slippery snakeskin of a woman. Well, I guess there's no good getting all riled up now. You'd better hope something good comes out of this, little sister.
Mm-hmm.
Later that day.
Johnny is outside smoking a cigar while the stagecoach driver waters and feeds the horses. There's a campfire nearby, and Martha is cooking something over the flames. It is a cool evening, and the sun is setting on the horizon. Crickets and an occasional coyote howl break the quiet.
Still can't believe you pulled a stunt like this, Martha. I reckon I've never seen you so foolhardy before. What's in Oregon, anyway?
Martha pauses, stirring the beans, and looks over at Johnny. She shrugs.
Might be I've got a beau there, Johnny. A real nice fella. With a ranch and a hankering for a wife.
You lied to your own brother? Over a fella?
Might be I did.
What do you think you are? Some sort of mail order bride?
Johnny shakes his head and sighs, resigned.
How could you do this to your own kin?
Martha begins to speak with regret, but the sudden sound of thundering horse hooves in the distance catches her by surprise.
Johnny, I...
Seems like things are about to go from bad to worse for poor Johnny and little Martha.
A lone rider approaches the stagecoach, a dark horse with a shady-looking person parked atop it. The rapid hoofbeats are ominous. Johnny steps between the approaching stranger and his sister.
Whoa there! Who goes there?
The rider slows the horse and the canters toward the camp. The stagecoach driver begins hitching the horses back to the coach hurriedly. The bandit pulls the horse up and stops just out of the campfire light. Johnny hears a revolver cock. Now, you don't go getting brave, fella. Put your hands up where I can see them.
We ain't looking for trouble, mister.
The bandit raises a revolver. Firelight glistens off the metal barrel in the dimness. I reckon you ain't, son. You best watch who you callin' Mr. round these parts. The bandit pushes back the dark cowboy hat and reveals herself to be a woman. She points a revolver at Johnny.
We ain't got much, but you're welcome to it, ma'am.
Please, please don't shoot my brother, ma'am. He's right. We ain't got much, but we'll give it to you right quick.
Confident, the bandit motions with the revolver. Good. Empty out your pockets. Johnny begins to rummage in his pockets, taking out anything of value he has. Martha doesn't have anything except a necklace she removes and hands to Johnny. The stagecoach driver stands near the horses, holding the reins, just watching the scene unfold. Johnny takes the necklace and steps towards the bandit to offer the handful of loot.
Here, ma'am. This is all I have on me.
Ha 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 ha! The bandit motions to the stagecoach. I'm sure y'all have more inside your luggage. Where is your reticule, lass?
Ain't that fancy, ma'am.
Johnny stoops down to put the money and jewelry on the ground where the bandit motions to Johnny.
She ain't lying to you, ma'am. We're traveling by the seat of our britches out here. You're welcome to take a gander if you need.
Ha! The bandit dismounts her dark steed. I reckon I just will. Both of y'all, hands up and turn around. And if I see either of y'all getting brave, I'm gonna fill you full of lead.
But what the bandit doesn't know is that Johnny and Martha did a poor job replacing the rear wheel of the stagecoach on the day before. She's stepping up on the wagon runner. The stagecoach is squeaking and rocking now. Oh no! The rear wheel just snapped and the spring is out of the frame. The bandit is losing her footing. Hey! Oh no! The revolver went off! The horses are fleeing! stagecoach driver gripping the reins.
Shit!
No, Johnny, no! Oh, Lord Almighty, the blood! Johnny!
Martha rocks back and forth, holding Johnny as he stops bleeding out. It's the Old West, so no one does anything like CPR. Splinters can kill you, y'all. The bandit holsters a gun and walks closer to Martha and Johnny. Listen, he seemed like a nice fella. I'm sorry about, well, you know.
Shooting him, Dad?
I'm bleeding.
Well, yeah, kinda.
Oh, Johnny, yeah.
Now, listen, ain't nothing to do now but pull yourself up by your bootstraps, girl. How would you feel about joining a posse of women? We gonna rule the West.
What? A posse? You're asking me to join your posse?
What will Martha do now? Now that she's all alone in the wild frontier? Will she join the bandit posse? Will the bandit murder her in cold blood? Will anyone bury Johnny Boy before he starts to smell? Tune in next week to find out what happens on Old Timey. If you spent too many nights out on the range and your lips are looking as chapped as a cowpoke's hide, then try Cattle Rod Cold Cream. Cattle Rod Cold Cream is guaranteed to soothe the chapped lips and tanned backside the way the cowboys intended. Cattle Rod Cold Cream, available where all mass retailers are sold.